blow that horn. Everyone, thank you. Those of you in BBS radio audience and those of you in the Royal Room, I am Khalif Zafnat Pioneer L, and we bid you greetings in the room and across the radio waves on this evening. Now, let's jump right to it. We have a very, very special guest that enlightened us and blessed us, really, a few weeks ago. And Giovanni Carlo, and hopefully he's with us tonight. And Elijah, do you see him out there? Is he out there anywhere?
I'm not sure what his area code is. What would that be?
Well, he has the numbers and access code. So, Giovanni, are you there? Giovanni, are you there?
Yeah, he's there.
All right. Well, great. Good news. How you doing, my brother? Can't hear it.
Yeah, and he's open. I don't know why. We're having an echo here.
Okay, we got an echo. Is it coming from me?
No.
Okay, well, maybe you need to mute
all. Let me mute the room here.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right. Well, while we're waiting on Giovanni, I have some good news for everyone. I want to jump right to it tonight, bring you some very, very important information. I think I'll read it to you. And it comes out of the book of Colossians in the New Testament, chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Now listen to it as I read it. Can you hear me? Am I coming in clear?
Yes, you're good.
Okay. All right. In Colossians 1, chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, it says, He has kept His secret for centuries and generations past. But now, at last, it has pleased Him to tell it to those who love Him and live for Him. And the riches and glory of His plans are for you Gentiles too. This is the secret. Christ in you. Your only hope. Now listen to that again. Christ in you. Your only hope. Now I want to say very quickly and very swiftly, very early on, that your only hope in this time now is Christ in you. Now that's really saying a lot, because Christ in you, the Christ must be identified. Now the word Christ in the New Testament is Christos. Christos is oil. And that oil that is referred to as Christ in you is the Christos, or the oil that comes from the colostrum of the brain. There's a part of your brain that's called the colostrum. And all of us have the Christos, or the oil, that comes from the colostrum in our brains. That is your only hope, the Christ in you, the Christos in you. Your only hope for what? For redemption, for salvation, for defense, for deliverance. Deliverance, salvation, redemption from what? From all of the things that are going on in our world. The poison in our environment. And there are just so many, at so many different levels that we could name. We could talk about the vaccination full of mercury. We could talk about our skies full of chemtrails. And just recently, Texas Rangers, who played Chuck Norris plays Texas Rangers, came out talking about chemtrails. It's out, people. They're poisoning our skies, the air that we breathe, the very air that we breathe. It's full of particles, chemicals, poisoning the waters. Of course, we know about the waters, poisoning our food. What is your only hope? Your only hope is Christ in you. And that is what Colossians 1, 26. Now, this is a great secret that's been hidden. Hidden from ages to ages to ages, from generation to generation to generation. But now it is time to reveal this secret. The Christ in you is your only hope. Now, this oil, when it comes from the colostrum, is differentiated or distinguished at two spots, because it is differentiated at the pineal gland and at the pituitary gland. The pineal gland is when the oil strikes the pineal gland, and then it causes a golden honey-like electric substance. And when it hits the pineal gland, this oil causes a milk-like magnetic negative substance. So you have milk and honey, if you want to put it that way, or positive and negative, or a charge, electric, and magnetism, male or female. This oil goes down your spine, and this oil takes these frequencies and vibrations to every cell in your body. One thing happens to this oil. Every 29 days, this oil goes into a depressed, thimble-shaped cavity in the solar plexus behind the stomach, the Bethlehem, if you will, as those of you, the bread basket, the house of bread. Beth means house. La is of. Ham is bread. And when the vagus nerve what we call the pneumogastric nerve that comes from these two bodies, pineal body, pituitary bodies, going to the heart, into the stomach, to reach into this cavity and releases the gas or the ruah, spirit, wind, in the Old Testament, pneuma, which is the Holy Spirit, Ruach Kadosh, Holy Spirit, Hagios, Pneuma, Anuma Hagios, Holy Spirit, the wind, the air, releases the gas on this oil, it forms a seed. This seed must then be saved. It will go into the bloodstream, it must go down to the coccyx, which is the last bone in the spine. And there's a gland there called a cardia or a sponge-shaped gland, and come back up through the sacrum, which are the five bones, come up the 33 vertebrae, being raised again by the same oil in the bloodstream, coming up the 33 vertebrae corresponding to the 33 years that Christ lived, and Jacob's ladder. And at the top of Jacob's ladder is pineal. When Jacob climbs to the top of his ladder, he reaches a point that he calls pineal, or I have seen the face of God, and my life has been reserved. That is simply the pineal gland. So this oil that forms a seed, that raises the seed, must go back to the pineal gland, causing the pineal gland now to vibrate at a different rate in motion and such a propensity that it activates the right brain cells, producing a refined type of oil or Christ or Christos. And as it produces this refined type of oil, this oil now goes back down and baptizes every cell molecule in your body, and thereby you can be delivered, you can be redeemed from any sickness, any malady, any illness. That is the process, people. So when Colossians says in Colossians 1, 26 and 27, that is your only hope, Christ in you, let me say this. Don't look for a Savior or a Redeemer or a Christ outside of you, because if you look for a Savior, a Redeemer, or a Christ outside of you, you are going to be lost. You're going to be doomed. Hopefully you heard that. I'm going to stop right there and get some input. Hopefully Giovanni is here. If not, Allah should take over. You know I'm under special circumstances here tonight.
Yes, I do. I understand. We have two people that have the host code, so I'm sure that Giovanni must be one of those. And I don't know if it's 330 or 530. Giovanni,
that's 530. That's Giovanni. That's 530, I believe.
Okay. Well, he's with us.
Geneva. Giovanni, take it over, my brother. I'm finished. How are you? Can you hear me? Is he there? No, 530, that's Tom.
Oh, yeah, that's who that would be. Well, then he's not with us, okay? If that's...
Maybe something happened, I'm not sure.
Well, we have a 330, too.
No, that's Geneva. I'm sure that's Geneva, okay. Or someone from Ohio.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry, Geneva. I got to recognize these numbers, sorry. Well, then I do not see him, sir.
All right. Well, what do you think about what I just said?
Well, I'm curious, as I understand the process, because, you know, you've been teaching this to us for a while. But I'm curious as to when we do that inner work that you talk about, what is it that we need to be focusing on in the meditation, you know, when we have our seed, you know, drops? What should we be meditating on, and how can one find... how they know what days of the month it's based on their astrological sign. How do we know what days it when our seed drops? Could you go into that?
Well, the seed drops every 29 and a half days when the moon goes into the zodiac sign that you were born in, for an example. Mm. You know, mine is Sagittarius. Sister Hills is Leo. So every 29 and a half days, the moon goes around the constellations of the zodiacs every 28 days or 29 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun, of course, takes, you know, 12 months to go around. And you know, in terms of going around these constellations of the Earth, going around each constellation, I should say, or zodiac, it's in one every month.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth is, but the moon now, it's a different thing. Now the moon has an effect to this, and so that's how you feel. Now there are books you can get that will point out to you when the moon goes into your. I'm not at my nose, and you know.
Right.
I don't have the name of.
Oh, okay. Where would one look for? Can you kind of give us an idea where we might look online to? I know that there's that Llewellyn's, I think it is astrological chart or something.
Planetary guide.
Planetary guide, thank you. That people can go to, and you have to order it. I've been doing some research yesterday, and I still can't find where it's free. There are some PDFs that you can download, but they're not computer friendly. They say they have viruses on them, so I didn't download it. But so when we find that chart, we look up our moon and we look to see when the moon's going to be in our sign, correct?
Uh-huh. Hello?
I'm here. Yes. Well, you know what? I think.
Hello, I got cut off for a moment.
Oh, well, it's not showing on the board here. You're still up.
yeah, I was cut off for a moment. Yeah.
Okay. Roosevelt just texted me and told me the name of it. Roosevelt, your mic's open. You want to come in and tell everyone? Or do I have the wrong? Okay, let's try this one.
Yeah, Lee West, that's the book right there. That's what he sent me.
Okay. All right. Well, can you share it with us?
I don't have it yet.
Share what? What are you? I got cut off. What are you trying to get shared?
The book that tells the month of your zodiac when the moon passed through.
Well, she just gave the name Llewellyn's astrological and planetary guide, and it tells for the whole year, and it shows the whole year. Now, those of you who are close to Barnes and Nobles or Borders bookstores that are in towns, most of the time you can buy those books right off the shelves. Those of you who are in other rural areas where you don't have access to, you know, outlets or bookstores, you have to order it online.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're free. They're not free. No, they're not free. I haven't been able to find any free information on this. I've been online looking for free information on it, but I can't find the website. That doesn't mean that it's not there. But that will tell you when your seed, that seed is precise. It falls every 29 days when the moon goes into the sign that you were born in. Very precise. Pastor Abbott, would you go and get Dr. Prince? He can't get in the line. He's trying to get over. He keeps calling me. And I can't drop my call.
You sure?
Go get him.
He
doesn't know how to get back on the line.
What is his area code? 214?
Yes.
Okay.
That's probably Steger. Stig has a 214. But what I want.
Elias.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Do you see another 318 on the board?
Yes.
That's Wilson. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Open his mic.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me, Doc. I got it.
Pastor Wilson.
That's me. I made it.
Okay, good. You had replay number. the two numbers. I'm glad you made it over. Someone needs to go and get Doc Prez. He's trying to get in. Wanted to hear him a little bit tonight. Abbott, do you know his number?
Never had it, sir.
Okay, well, you guys continue to talk. I'm going to drop off and go get him to come back.
Okay. Abbott?
Well, he was actually dealing with the oil, which is in the Greek. Christ in the Greek is oil, and it is very enlightening to me because of the fact that my first message was Matthew 25 when the wedding procession. The five wise and the five foolish virgins. Said five of them brought the lamps and they had their oil. But five of them did not bring their oil. And, you know, looking back on it, I literally lied to the people. And lied to myself, actually out of ignorance, which the Christian message.
Right.
The emphasis, we just said that the oil was a symbol of the Holy Ghost, but never knew that Christ is talking about the oil in the cranium. And that's very enlightening. And even to see it in first chapter of Galatians, well, if this is Paul, whoever said this is a hidden mystery. I had to ask myself, Elijah, who would hide something like this? And then you ask yourself, well, what would you not want me to know how to cause my oil to ascend and descend? Mm-hmm. That's Jacob's ladder, mm-hmm. ascending, descending, the raising of the kundalini.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that we had to have the United States of America medical department somewhere around the table when they hid this secret.
Oh, the Caduceus, yeah.
But our bishop is on to something.
Absolutely.
And it's very hard to keep the process. But see him on the inside. And we have to ask ourselves, what man going to walk in his street in America to deliver us without getting shot down? They all get shot down.
Well, you know something here. Dr. Prince is back. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Here's something that really disturbed me, almost took me into depression. I had to fight away from it yesterday. As I went by the churches, and I saw the parking lots of some of these huge churches on Wednesday night for Wednesday night Bible class, and it was almost, you're fighting almost a beast that's so big. And let me say this, because I don't believe those churches are talking about the real actual source. I believe that they're pointing people out to a Christ outside of them, a historic Christ. And therefore, their only hope for salvation and redemption and for a Savior is the Christ within you. Therefore, what I'm saying, that across the length and breadth of this country, from the Gulf of Mexico to the Great Lakes, from the Pacific to the Atlantic, and all through the heartland, people are receiving misinformation to a Christ that is outside of them. and not to this marvelous process that is within them of this oil, this Christos, where we get the word Christ from, that has been disguised to point them outside of them, when if they understood the process that we mentioned earlier, they could, their medicine cabinet is within inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
Their healing, their regeneration is within them. But there are thousands of years of layers of conditioning into the indoctrination of this doctrinal dogma of an outside Christ who is a vicarious savior, means substitute. And you have to ask yourself, substitute for what? The source or the real savior that is in you that God gave you. Now, that means that all of these preachers are antichrist that are pointing you. Let me slow down. All of the preachers across the United States of America and around the world that are pointing you to a Christ outside of this process is the antichrist.
Yep.
I don't think you heard me.
Yes, I did.
And if you read the Bible, you have to interpret it. That means damnation. So if you have a Christ that is not in you, which is the only hope, and you're being pointed to a Christ outside of you, a white Christ, a black Christ, a yellow Christ, a red Christ, green, whatever, a Christ from any particular nation or nationality, it is only a Christ that divides, creates wars, and creates sicknesses, and creates disparities, inequalities, and inefficiencies inside of our world and inside of you. There is no Christ outside of you. The Christ is in you. This is the great secret, people. Anyone that points you outward to an outside Christ, historical Christ, is an antichrist. He's a false prophet. She's a false prophetess. And they're leading you to damnation and leading you away from the only hope.
The salvation.
I hope I said that. Did I say that clearly?
Yes, you did.
Am I making sense, Pastor Abbott?
You are on my page, Doc. If you don't mind me cutting in right here. One of the reasons that I've been quiet so long is because I've been looking for the identification certificate that he placed when he said, I made man in my image and in my likeness. He knew, all of you that are on this line know that he knows what's going to happen tomorrow, today. We're in suspense and searching for what we already have. When he was getting ready to put faith into existence, if y'all mind me, you can cut me off and straighten me out anytime you want to. He said, I gave you an equal measure of faith. Now, if you got something in you and you have never discovered what you got in you, don't blame it on God, because he's already done what he said he was going to do. And the brilliancy of mind have caused us to complicate this thing, and it's real simple. When he made you, he put everything you needed for your survival. He placed it inside of you. He knew that they were going to lie. He knew that popularity would become more sensitive to people's life than it would be for them to utilize what he placed inside of you. Everybody's always looking for something special. That's why we have so many style shows in the church. That's why we have so many complications trying to remember and deliver the relevancy of God's word in such a classic style that others will come to us, pack our lines, pack our pews in order that we can scratch ourselves on the back. And the first thing we want to know after we get preached to and whoever have preached to us, we ask the question. I've been guilty of that. How did I do? It ain't important what you did exteriorly. What did you do interior? When he passed out the spirit, he passed out something inside. That's personal. He gave that to you. It's for you to activate your own thing. Every year I get a credit card coming from my bank, and they give me a new card, and every time they do it, they say, this card is not effective unless you activate it. You got to activate what's already inside of you. And that's where we've gone wrong, because we've brought Hollywood into the pulpit. We got singers that are trying to imitate what they hear on Sunday, because they want somebody to say something good about them. Look what I did. Oh, I knocked them out. Look what a message I had. And then somebody come along, boy, you are some type of preacher. I didn't been there. I didn't done that. But yet I still felt empty. And the emptiness was because I wasn't utilizing what God had already placed inside of me. It ain't your fault. I can't get angry with you. I can't get angry because someone else have a larger gathering than I have. They may have activated what they have on the inside, and what you see on the outside may not even count. I hope I didn't carry it too far into what you're trying to do, but this is the way I see it. That's me, why I'm quiet. I don't talk much.
Well, you own it, Doc. And
the reason I don't do it is because I found out that activating has got to be activated by me. Can't nobody activate that thing. When God walked, and I preached about this, when God took Ezekiel on a tour, he said it was in the spirit of the Lord. And when he took him around, he showed him those Babylonian captivity, those skeletons, those dead bones. We like to call them dry bones, but there are a lot of dry bones in the world because we haven't been activated. And he only gave Ezekiel one sermon to preach. And what was the text? It didn't come from a scripture. He said, tell these dry bones to hear the word of the Lord. That's what he said. So when I calculate and place into my drama my ecclesiastical intelligence and dissect truth in the way, sophisticated way that I want to explain it to the people, yeah, the people are going to say, oh, you were good. But were you good or not? Or did you just show me your action? Someone said to me the other day, I think it was Dr. Humphrey told me the other day, told me, said, somebody said, would you rather see a sermon than to hear one? So the only thing I'm saying, I'm agreeing, I hope I ain't too far off target, but you place the spirit inside of you. If you don't activate the spirit, you never know what he's talking about. That's when the scripture says, eyes have not seen, neither ears heard, what good things God have in store for them. You want everything to be public. I like privacy. It's between me and him. Great is he who's in me than he who is in this world.
Now, you know,
I may have gone wrong. Y'all forgive me if I have. I'm not trying to change your theology. Neither am I trying to escalate anything that you have been wrong in what you were doing. But if you didn't tell people where it is, they ain't going to never know where it is. They're going to miss the boat. That's why the scripture said broad is the way, narrow is the path. If you're going to find their way. That's why Paul said, I see through a glass door. I only know in part. Now, I may be out of place. Excuse me for cutting in like that. But you done set my soul on fire. And please forgive me if I've done anything or hurt or said anything to anyone on this line. Please forgive me because I don't have no space in my life at this junction to dislike anybody. I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care whether you got a church or whether you ain't got a church. If church ain't in you, it ain't no church no way, because church been out. I had an unusual experience on last evening, and some of you might have experienced it. I never seen Sanctuary Hall in Washington, D.C. mixed with congressmen and senators in prayer meeting. I saw it last night. First time I ever seen it in my life. They praying. I hope they didn't wait too late to call upon the Lord. Because they've done a lot of damage already. Especially to those who are of the household of faith. They ain't even conscious of what they did. The only thing they want to do is be first. I'm not trying to be first. I just want to activate what God gave me. And you have what you want. If you got something that I don't have, keep it. Go on about your business because you don't know what I'm going to have. He said, he'll make your enemy your footstool.
Mm-hmm.
We're going around trying to fight one another, which is wrong. Talk about one another, which is wrong. Criticize one another, which is wrong. You ain't got no time to discuss no one's else moral ethics. Because the ethics that you got was given to you by God. And when God gives you something, you keep it and cherish it, and God will bless whatever he give you. Thank you, brother.
Well, Pastor, you're saying the same thing that we're saying. And for the next few moments, I want these preachers to weigh in. Hopefully, Steve is on there. Aladia?
Yes, sir.
He has a 214 area code as well, because we need these preachers to weigh in. And to give check and balance, you know what I mean? So that we're not just out here saying something that cannot be, you know, brought into question. And we're not asking you to take our word for anything. I'm going to give you some facts that are just facts. But that doesn't mean you go and take my word for it. Go and look it up for yourself. See if you have 33 vertebrae in your back that's shaped like a serpent. And then go back to the scripture that says, unless the Son of Man is raised up, as Moses lifted up, raised up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be raised up. And Moses lifted up a brazen serpent. 12 brass and 10 is necessary for the electric and positive energy or electricity to raise, and you have both male and female energy, the Ida and Pingala energy in your spine, which is electricity that must raise this seed, which is the Jesus, 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, in you, it says. And when you raise it back to the pineal or the pineal gland, the pineal gland is where Jacob saw God and his life was preserved. This is a process. And what Constantine did, what Pastor is telling you, is that the application of this is not something that someone else can do for you. But we've been sold on this substitutionary or vicarious savior outside of us and a process outside of us that is not effective. It has not been effective. Through the centuries, it has not been effective. It has not been effective in making us love each other. It has not been effective because with an outside savior, you can't activate your right brain. Mm-hmm. And right brain activation is where unconditional love is. So we end up in hate and end up in, on the left brain, in the left side of our brain, in wars, in divisions, and in hatred. Because we're not activating our right brain. You have a right brain. And 90% of the brain cells over there are dormant. Those are your dry or your dead bones that Ezekiel saw that must be raised. You have millions of dormant brain cells lying in the right brain that must be activated. It is impossible. It is impossible to have the kind of love that is indiscriminate without right brain activation. Jesus said, cast your net to the right side. He's not talking about a fishing net, people. He's talking about the net or the filaments in between the dura mater and pia mater of the brain, which is the arachnoid that carries the electromagnetic frequencies to activate the right brain. But you can't do that until the oil forms the Christ, which is the oil, forms the Jesus, which is the seed. And then that seed must be raised in you by the serpent or the spinal cord that's made like a serpent, the energy, the Ida and the Pingala, raises the seed back to the pineal gland, and then it vibrates at the right rate and propensity to activate those brains, causing the brain cells now to secrete a refined kind of oil. Mm. Now, I need to tell you again that Constantine in the year 325 A.D. substituted what I just told you and personified and anthropomorphized, gave us a person for these bodily functions. There is an organ in your brain called the hippocampus that is also called Ammon's horn. Amen. In Revelation 3:14, Jesus says, I am the Amen. Well, the Amen is in your body. The Jesus is the seed that's in your body. The Christ is the oil, the Christos that's in your body. Your body is the temple. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Your body is the temple. Now you have been given the order of temple service, and when the purpose of going into the temple is that one may meet God, and the purpose of worship is that you become like that which you worship. You worship. So if you're worshiping an external God, then you're going to have wars. You're going to have hate. And you've got to let this external savior, this outside savior, this kingdom that's on the outside, you've got to let it go. You've got to go inside of your temple if you're going to meet God. When Jacob climbed the ladder, at the top of the ladder, which are the 33 vertebrae in your back, he saw God at Peniel, named the place Peniel. The reason he named it that is because you have a pineal gland. The Bible is a book of mystery. People, remember the text, Colossians. This mystery has been hidden from ages and generations.
Wow.
So the mystery that is hidden is that it is a process that happens in you. It doesn't happen anywhere. So you can go to church and jump over pews and kick them down and run down the aisle and let the preacher put some olive oil on you, whatever kind of oil he wants, palm olive oil or whatever. It's not going to work. That's outside of you. When David said he anointed my head with oil, he's talking about the colostrum of the brain. Colostrum is the same word we get claws from in Santa Claus. It comes from the North Pole. And I don't want to get into that. But the tree of life now, once you do this, you go to Revelation chapter 22, you'll find out that there's a tree that bears 12 manner of fruit, one each month. That is the seed that we are talking about. Revelation chapter 22, it's there. There's a tree that bears 12 manner of fruit, one each month. And this is what we're talking, it's right there in your Bible. But if you look at it the way Constantine and Roman doctrinal dogmas, as an outside something you're searching for, this thing somewhere else outside of you, you'll never find it. But the tree, now this is why the tree of life is important. Can really drop something on you. Prior to 13,000 years ago, or 12,000 years ago, the ancients knew this, and they lived for thousands of years because they knew this secret that we're talking about. This sacred secret that I just read to you a moment ago, and I'll read it to you again. I want you to listen. Listen to it. He has kept this secret for centuries. What secret? That you can live forever if you understand this process. You can end wars. You can end sicknesses. You can end divisions by understanding this process and activating right brain. You not only heal yourself, but you also can help heal the world. I'm going to stop right there because there's much, much more I could talk about. You have amen inside of you, the hippocampus in your brain. You have the net that Jesus, you have the Jesus, which is the seed that's in you. You have the Christos, the Christ, which is the oil that's in you. And a lot of you wanted to get into the process of meditation and talking about how do you do this. And that's a very pertinent and very relevant and vitally important question. How do we raise this? And we'll get to that because we are running out of time. And the reason we're running out of time is because the people that are using this very information to control the world and giving you the substitute, this is how they've been able to maintain dominance and control over the world by keeping these secrets from you that we're talking about. Once you activate right brain, there are some children that are in China right now that have activated their pineal glands, three of them, and the Chinese government know that they are more powerful than the Chinese army. Three children. Are you all listening to me? That same potential, that same possibility lies within the reach of all of us because just as Pastor Prince has just said, you were made in his image and after his likeness, everything that is in him is also in you, that potential he placed in you. Someone cloaked that potential, hid it from you to keep you dumbed down, to keep you unconscious, and I'm here to wake you the hell up.
Thank God for you.
I'm here to shake the hell out of you until you wake up and realize that you've been given a bad bag of groceries that keeps making you sick and the world sick and everybody around you sick. And this process that we're talking about tonight heals you. I'm running out of time.
I want to tell you something that really excited me was I like to ask a question. And the question I like to ask, when have you ever seen the Congress and the Senate coming together praying? They praying. The first time I ever seen it in my life was last night. Now, some of you may have seen it before, but they are praying sincerely. They are saying, Lord, forgive us of our past and our present and our future sins. Do you realize how powerful that is when your Congress and your Senate, the people that you entrust to guard you and direct you, who make your laws or have decided, let's have a prayer meeting. It's prayer meeting time. Now, when have you seen that? Now, have you seen it? Tell me when, because I saw something last night. And this is no lie. It brought tears to my eyes. And I thought about this scripture where it said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my faith, I'll turn from their evil ways. I'll heal their land. Our land needs healing. Congress said we're sick. The people we believe in, the people we send to Washington to guard our lives, set our laws, the people who we think whatever they say is right, and we are obeying their law. But we need to understand, if they run out, we better wake up and run out. Because if we don't, narrow is the path. And it's only going few going to find their way. So if I were you, I'd go tell somebody, look, we got to take another look at this thing.
Well, all of the systems that we're talking about, Congress, our government, our economics, all of this comes out of the left brain. and we're going to get more of the left brain. Even if they were to turn loose the wealth of the world and there was a tremendous wealth transfer, it would be transferred into the hands of the people who have not activated their right brain. And the world would be in worse shape now, would be in worse shape then than it is now.
Absolutely.
So the first step is to get people to understand that they must activate right brain so that they can walk in complete absolute love. Any prayer that's prayed without that is not prayed in right brain activation, complete, absolute, unconditional, the highest kind of love, is useless. And I'm not indicting the people that prayed in Congress, but I am suspect and I am suspicious. I was told today by someone that loves me and I love them that I should always be suspicious of every person. And that person was just ruggedly honest with me and said, I know you love me and I love you, but you better be suspicious when in a certain way of me. So what I'm saying is that, you know, prayer is one thing, but we have to know what we are dealing with when we're dealing with this process that we're talking about that's internal. And even Jesus said prayer is internal. He said, when you pray, go into your closet, shut the door. In fact, he tells us, Pastor, you know this better than me. You taught me this years ago in Oakland. That he said, when you pray, don't be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the leaders, who love to be heard of men praying long prayers, that eloquent word. He said, but when you pray, go and do it in secret. Now, here's that word secret again.
There you go.
The word secret comes from the word secrete. And this is how they messed us up with the English language. But I want to say one thing before I forget it, and that is about the Antichrist again. Don't let me forget it before we get off the air, because that's very important. But the Bible is written in codes, people, and you cannot approach it as a literal document. You must have someone that can break the code for you, what you're reading, because the people that wrote the Bible wrote it in code. So you can't approach it and read it literally. You can't approach it and say, oh, there was a children of Israel that crossed the Red Sea. No, there's no proof of that. There's no proof of a 12 tribes that, you know, were a world power. There's no history of that. There's no archaeological. There's no anthropological. There's no ecological proof of a 12, of a nation of people, the 12 tribes that were actually, and actually, matter of fact, it's impossible based on Galatians 4:24, who the father of the nation, Abraham, is said to be an allegory. Galatians 4:24, Abraham is said to be an allegory. So if he's the triumvirate, or the head of the triumvirate, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he's the father, and he fathered Isaac, and then he fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered the 12. If he's an allegory, then there's no real Isaac, there's no real Jacob, there's no real 12 tribes of Israel. So the Hebrew Israelites are wrong. The Jews that are in the promised land now, that's what they call the promised land, they're wrong. They're Ashkenazis from underneath the steppes of Russia that converted in the year 740. To Judaism in resistance to Islam and Christianity, and they brought in 10,000 rabbis to teach them their language, the language of the what we falsely call Hebrew, and they set up synagogue, and they became the Eastern European Jews that run the world now, and the God's chosen people. No, they're wrong, because Abraham was an allegory. It says so right in Galatians 4:24. Now, let me get back before I get off this air and say it one more time. If you are sitting in a church or any synagogue, a temple, I don't care who, what denomination, to be Baptist, Free Will Baptist, Primitive Baptist, African Methodist Episcopal, Christian Methodist Episcopal, you can be sitting in the Greek Orthodox, you can be sitting in the Catholic Church, you can be looking at in any denomination out of the 33,000 different denominations that exist that all have a different Jesus and a different way of getting there. There's only one process that works in your body. If any leader, preacher, teacher, bishop, imam, points you to a Muhammad, a Jesus, anything outside of you as a savior, that is the Antichrist. That is a false prophet. That is a prison guard holding you in a prison cell until the time of execution. Now, since they know that we're waking up, they've got to step their game up. And so they're stepping up the chemtrails. They're stepping up the poisons. They're going to try to kill off as many as they can to maintain control of this planet. So even if you think you're getting away because we, and you're calling us crazy, to call us crazy for talking about a process that happens in your own body and you not even knowing what that process is, I think you are the one that needs some psychiatric evaluation.
Thank you.
You are the one. If you don't understand the processes that are in your body that were created by the Creator and by the Maker, of which you are a part of, and you telling me about something, you know more about something that's going on the outside of you than you do about something that goes on right on the inside of you. Who's really crazy? Mm-hmm. If you didn't know that you had a colostrum that produces oil, a Christos, or that amen, ammon horn is in the hippocampus of your brain, or that there's a seed that's formed every 29 days in thimble-shaped depressed cavity behind your stomach in the solar plexus. If you didn't know that there's energy, electric and magnetic energies in your body that runs up and down your spine that's shaped like a serpent, then shame on you. If you didn't know there were 33 vertebrae in your back corresponding to the 33 years that Jesus lived and that is Jacob's ladder, then shame on you. It's real. It happened. It is in you.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, Brother Khalid. This is Ahalia. How are you?
Go ahead. I am excellent. It is such a pleasure to hear your voice. I'm going to surrender my permission. You talk to me, my sister.
I just wanted to say something. You write on, and the other brother who spoke before you, who was apparently one of your mentors, you all are right on again tonight. I wanted to just share with everyone a couple of things, and that is, yes, everything you're saying with the chemtrails, people are really acting out. And if you get yourself some chlorophyll, liquid chlorophyll, it's not that expensive, under $10, and you take yourself a teaspoon in the morning in some water or juice, and in the evening, that will remove a lot of the radiation and the residues from the chemtrails out of your body. It's very important for us now to detox because the things that they are doing, you write on, brother, in terms of them speeding up their game because they know the end is near. And so they're trying to take as many people out as they can. But these are just some of the things to offset what they're doing. You can look it up online, chlorophyll, liquid chlorophyll. Just put it in your water, or you can buy the pill. There's some people don't like the taste of it, you know. But take that every day, and it surrounds your cells and protects them from the free radicals and radiation and all of the junk and stuff, the lithium, everything that they have in these chemtrails that are affecting us. So I just want to say that, brother, and, you know, as usual, you all are doing a fantastic job. So thank you again.